So generally for young men, they undergo the removal of their prostate, and that's probably the best way to cure prostate cancer in the sense that you're removing all of the prostate tissue, and it really gives them a great chance of being cured. It also decreases the risk of future cancer development. Unfortunately, for these men who undergo prostatectomies, there are risks of urinary incontinence or leaking on yourself and losing your sexual function. For older men, or for men who choose not to undergo surgery, radiation options have been the standard treatments. Unfortunately, the older versions of radiation weren't highly accurate, and they were also very burdensome for patients to undergo, and they had lots of side effects. I think we've actually made great improvements over the last 10 years. What we've discovered over the last 10 years is actually that your prostate moves over time. Your prostate's probably moving right now. And that's because the bladder is emptying and filling, and your rectum is empty and filling. When you use conventional radiation treatments like intensity modulated radiation therapy, you have to use large treatment route margins to take this motion into account. To protect the adjacent bladder and the rectum, they give the radiation a little bit each day, 5 days a week over 8 to 9 weeks, and that helps spare the normal rectum and the bladder. They can, if you give a little radiation at a time, they can repair. Unfortunately, a lot of men who are 65 and older are working full-time still, and the treatments are an hour a day, 5 days a week for 8 to 9 weeks. The CyberKnife is actually unique because it tracks prostate motion and allows us to adjust so that you can make the treatment margins a lot smaller. Plus, it uses hundreds of different beams that are more precise than conventional radiation. This allows smaller treatment margin, and it also allows us to give higher doses of radiation over a shorter period of time. It's usually 5 treatments over 1 to 2 weeks. And actually, what we've discovered is that if you give radiation more quickly to prostate cancer, it actually works better.
So there's a convenience aspect of this, obviously, as you mentioned. I mean, when you started saying 5 days a week, an hour a day for 8 weeks, I'm like, oh my God, how does somebody manage that?
But that I guess if you do, you do. I mean, people are, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to retire until I'm 75. I'm 45 now. I don't think I'm going to retire until I'm 75. So my risk for prostate cancer probably starts around age 50 with my history. So it's a burden if you get treated when you're at, and by the way, people who are 60 years old are probably at the peak of their career. They're working harder than anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 55, and just thinking, you know, trying to manage that in with all that's going on, oh my goodness. How did this, talk a little bit more about the CyberKnife specifically. How was it developed and sort of, you know, the outcome? I mean, obviously, it's much more convenient, but are outcomes better as well?
So we had the CyberKnife. We've had the CyberKnife here at Georgetown for 13 years. It was first developed actually by neurosurgeons for brain and spine tumors, but it was highly accurate radiation. About 9 years ago, a guy at Stanford started treating prostate cancer patients with 5 fractions, and we found out that the side effects were very similar to the 8 weeks of radiation, and that the PSA drops were actually better with the CyberKnife than they were with conventional fractionated radiation. Since then, over the last 7 years, multiple sites have been using the CyberKnife for prostate cancer, and what we found is that the outcomes are equal or better, yet they're still more convenient. It's more convenient for patients. So you can get the same outcome with more convenience. It does require some work on the patients. We do put gold markers in their prostate. So we're tracking a prostate with the CyberKnife as we're giving hundreds of beams of radiation, and these little gold markers make sure that we're on target. We also use sophisticated imaging called magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI, that lets us get really good detail of the prostate anatomy so we can hit the areas that we want to hit with high doses of radiation while we're minimizing the dose to the bladder and the rectum, and that's really important if you're going to give the radiation over 5 days versus 40 days.